The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert Wilson, 2007. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, is a collection of essays that explore the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special kind of energy or force that is not reducible to physical or chemical laws. Animism is the belief that life is an emergent property of matter, and that living things have an inner life or soul. The essays in this book examine the implications of these two views for our understanding of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. The book begins with an introduction by Wilson that provides an overview of the debate between vitalism and animism. He then presents essays from a variety of perspectives, including those of philosophers, biologists, and theologians. The essays discuss the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. The essays explore the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death. They discuss the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs, including the implications for our understanding of the afterlife, the nature of the soul, and the meaning of life. The essays also explore the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the relationship between humans and animals, and the implications for our understanding of the environment. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate is an important contribution to the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. It provides a comprehensive overview of the debate, and examines the implications of these two views for our understanding of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. It is an essential resource for anyone interested in the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Vitalism. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. This concept has been debated for centuries, with some arguing that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. This energy is thought to be responsible for the growth, development, and maintenance of life. Supporters of vitalism believe that this energy is the source of life and that it is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. The debate between vitalism and animism is an ongoing one. Animism is the belief that all living things have a soul or spirit, and that this soul or spirit is responsible for the life of the organism. Animists believe that the soul or spirit is the source of life and that it is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. Supporters of animism believe that the soul or spirit is the source of life and that it is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for how we view life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores this debate in depth. The book examines the arguments of both sides and provides an in-depth look at the philosophical implications of the debate. It is an essential resource for anyone interested in the debate between vitalism and animism. Main idea number two. Animism. Animism is the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Animism is an ancient belief system that has been around for centuries. It is based on the idea that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This spiritual essence is believed to be the source of life and the force that binds all living things together. Animism is closely related to vitalism, another philosophical theory about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. Animism, on the other hand, holds that life is the result of a spiritual essence or soul that is present in all living things. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries. Supporters of vitalism argue that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. They believe that this vital force is responsible for the growth and development of living things. Animists, on the other hand, argue that life is the result of a spiritual essence or soul that is present in all living things. They believe that this spiritual essence is responsible for the growth and development of living things. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for our understanding of life and death. It is also an interesting one, as it brings together two different philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines this debate in detail, exploring the arguments of both sides and providing an in-depth look at the implications of this debate for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 3. Life and death are two of the most fundamental aspects of existence, and the debate between vitalism and animism is an attempt to explain the nature of these two phenomena. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Life and death are two of the most fundamental aspects of existence, and the debate between vitalism and animism is an attempt to explain the nature of these two phenomena. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. In the Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, the debate between these two philosophical theories is explored in depth. The book examines the historical roots of the debate, the arguments for and against each theory, and the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. It also looks at the implications of the debate for contemporary science, medicine, and religion. By examining the debate between vitalism and animism, this book provides a comprehensive overview of the philosophical and scientific implications of life and death. Main idea number 4. Dualism. Dualism is the belief that there are two distinct realms of existence, one physical and one spiritual, and that the spiritual realm is the source of life and death. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Dualism is a philosophical concept that suggests there are two distinct realms of existence, the physical and the spiritual. This concept is based on the belief that the spiritual realm is the source of life and death. Dualism has been a subject of debate for centuries, with two main theories emerging, vitalism and animism. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. This energy is thought to be the source of life and death, and is seen as a spiritual force that is separate from the physical world. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force that is present in all living things. This spiritual force is seen as the source of life and death, and is thought to be the driving force behind all living things. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries, and has been the subject of much philosophical discussion. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines this debate in detail, exploring the various arguments for and against each theory. The book provides an in-depth look at the debate between vitalism and animism, and offers insight into the philosophical implications of each theory. Main idea number 5. Monism. Monism is the belief that there is only one realm of existence, and that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by physical laws. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Monism is a philosophical concept that suggests that there is only one realm of existence, and that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by physical laws. This concept is in contrast to dualism, which suggests that there are two realms of existence, one physical and one spiritual. Monism is often associated with the belief that the physical and spiritual realms are intertwined and inseparable. This means that the physical laws that govern the physical realm also govern the spiritual realm. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important part of the monist philosophy. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special force that is not explained by physical laws. Animism is the belief that life is a spiritual force that is not explained by physical laws. Both of these theories have been debated for centuries, and the book The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores this debate in depth. Monism is an important philosophical concept that has been debated for centuries. It suggests that there is only one realm of existence, and that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by physical laws. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important part of this debate, and the book The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate provides an in-depth exploration of this debate. Main idea number 6. Naturalism. Naturalism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by natural laws and processes. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Naturalism is a philosophical belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by natural laws and processes. This belief is in contrast to vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that suggest that life and death are governed by forces beyond the physical realm. Vitalism is the belief that life is governed by a vital force, or elan vital, that is distinct from physical forces. Animism is the belief that life is governed by spiritual forces, such as souls or spirits, that are distinct from physical forces. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries, and has been the subject of much philosophical and scientific inquiry. Supporters of vitalism and animism argue that life and death are governed by forces beyond the physical realm, while naturalists argue that life and death can be explained by natural laws and processes. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, and explores the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate provides an in-depth exploration of the debate between vitalism and animism, and examines the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. The book examines the arguments of both sides of the debate, and provides an overview of the history of the debate. It also examines the implications of each theory for our understanding of the nature of life and death, and explores the implications of each theory for our understanding of the human experience. Main idea number 7. Materialism. Materialism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by materialistic processes. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Materialism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by materialistic processes. This belief is based on the idea that the physical world is all that exists, and that all phenomena can be explained by the laws of physics and chemistry. Materialists reject the idea of a spiritual or supernatural realm, and instead focus on the physical world and its processes. Materialists believe that life and death are the result of physical processes, such as the laws of thermodynamics, and that there is no need to invoke a spiritual or supernatural force to explain them. Materialists also reject the idea of vitalism, which is the belief that life is the result of a special, non-physical force or energy. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life and death are the result of spiritual forces or energies. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries, and is still a source of contention today. While materialists reject the idea of a spiritual or supernatural realm, vitalists and animists believe that life and death are the result of spiritual forces or energies. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, and examines the arguments for and against each position. It also looks at the implications of the debate for our understanding of life and death, and how it affects our view of the world. Main idea number 8. Reductionism. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by reducing them to their component parts. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena, such as life and death, can be explained by breaking them down into their component parts. This approach to understanding the world is based on the idea that the whole is equal to the sum of its parts. In other words, if we can understand the individual parts of a system, then we can understand the system as a whole. This approach has been used to explain a wide range of phenomena, from the behavior of atoms to the behavior of entire societies. The debate between vitalism and animism is an example of how reductionism can be applied to the study of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special, non-material force that cannot be explained by physical laws. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is a result of physical laws and can be explained by them. By examining the arguments of both sides, we can gain a better understanding of the nature of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines this debate in detail. It provides an in-depth look at the arguments of both sides and explores the implications of each theory. By examining the debate between vitalism and animism, this book provides a comprehensive overview of the reductionist approach to understanding life and death. Main idea number 9. Emergentism. Emergentism is the belief that complex phenomena, including life and death, can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Emergentism is a philosophical belief that complex phenomena, such as life and death, can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This idea is in contrast to vitalism, which holds that life is a result of some kind of non-physical force, and animism, which holds that life is the result of a spiritual force. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores the debate between these two theories. The book examines the arguments for and against each theory, and looks at how they have been used to explain the nature of life and death. It also looks at how the two theories have been used to explain the emergence of complex phenomena, such as consciousness and intelligence. Ultimately, the book seeks to provide a comprehensive overview of the debate between vitalism and animism, and to provide readers with a better understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 10. Supernaturalism. Supernaturalism is the belief that some phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by supernatural forces or entities. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Supernaturalism is a belief system that suggests that certain phenomena, such as life and death, can be explained by supernatural forces or entities. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Both theories suggest that life and death are not simply the result of physical or chemical processes, but rather are the result of a spiritual or supernatural force. The book examines the arguments for and against both theories, and explores the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. It also looks at the implications of supernaturalism for our understanding of the universe and our place in it. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the debate between vitalism and animism, and offers an in-depth analysis of the implications of supernaturalism for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 11. Theism. Theism is the belief that some phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by the actions of a divine being or creator. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Theism is the belief that some phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by the actions of a divine being or creator. This belief is rooted in the idea that the universe is not a random, chaotic place, but rather is governed by a higher power. This higher power is often referred to as God, and is believed to be the source of all life and death. Theism is a major component of many religions, and is often seen as a way to make sense of the world and its mysteries. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of some kind of spiritual force or energy, while animism is the belief that life is the result of some kind of conscious, intelligent force. The book examines the arguments for and against each of these theories, and how they relate to theism. It also looks at how theism has been used to explain various aspects of life and death, and how it has been used to shape religious beliefs and practices. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate provides an in-depth look at theism and its role in the debate between vitalism and animism. It is an important resource for anyone interested in understanding the nature of life and death, and the role of theism in shaping our beliefs and practices. Main idea number 12. Pantheism. Pantheism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of a single divine being or force. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Pantheism is a belief system that sees all of existence as part of a single divine being or force. It is a concept that has been around for centuries, and is still widely accepted today. Pantheism holds that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of this single divine being or force. This means that life and death are not separate entities, but rather part of a larger, unified whole. This idea is in contrast to vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism holds that life is a special, unique force that is distinct from death, while animism holds that life and death are two sides of the same coin, and that both are part of a larger, unified cycle. The debate between these two theories is explored in depth in the book The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson. Main idea number 13. Holism. Holism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of a larger, interconnected whole. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Holism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of a larger, interconnected whole. This idea is based on the notion that the universe is composed of interconnected parts that are all part of a greater whole. Holism suggests that the parts of the universe are not isolated, but rather, they are all connected and influence each other. This means that the actions of one part of the universe can have an effect on the other parts. For example, the death of one organism can have an effect on the entire ecosystem. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important part of the holism debate. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special, non-material force that is distinct from the physical world. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is a part of the physical world and is subject to the same laws and forces as the rest of the universe. Both theories have implications for how we view life and death, and how we understand the interconnectedness of the universe. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores the debate between vitalism and animism in depth. The book examines the philosophical implications of both theories and provides insight into how they can be applied to our understanding of life and death. It also looks at how holism can be used to explain the interconnectedness of the universe and how it can help us to better understand the nature of life and death. Main idea number 14. Vitalism versus animism. The debate between vitalism and animism is an attempt to explain the nature of life and death, and to determine which of these two philosophical theories is more accurate. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. This spiritual force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. The debate between vitalism and animism is an attempt to explain the nature of life and death, and to determine which of these two philosophical theories is more accurate. Vitalists argue that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces, while animists argue that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Both theories attempt to explain the origin and nature of life, but they differ in their explanations of the source of life and the role of the spiritual force or energy in the growth and development of living organisms. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. It explores the arguments for and against each theory, and examines the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. It also looks at the implications of the debate for our understanding of the relationship between science and religion, and the implications for our understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 15. Arguments for vitalism. This book examines the arguments for vitalism, which include the belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities, and that life and death can be explained by non-physical forces. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Arguments for vitalism suggest that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities, and that life and death can be explained by non-physical forces. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical forces. The book explores the arguments for and against both theories, and examines the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. Proponents of vitalism argue that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical forces. They suggest that this vital force is responsible for the growth, development, and maintenance of life, and that it is the source of life's creative power. They also argue that this vital force is responsible for the emergence of consciousness and the ability to think and reason. Furthermore, they suggest that this vital force is responsible for the ability to experience emotions and to make moral decisions. Opponents of vitalism argue that life is the result of physical forces, and that the emergence of consciousness and the ability to think and reason are the result of physical processes. They suggest that the vital force is not necessary to explain life and death, and that life and death can be explained by physical forces. They also argue that the vital force is not necessary to explain the emergence of consciousness and the ability to think and reason. The nature of life and death. The vitalism-animism debate examines the arguments for and against both theories, and examines the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. It is an important resource for anyone interested in exploring the debate between vitalism and animism. Main idea number 16. Arguments for animism. This book examines the arguments for animism, which include the belief that all living things possess a spiritual essence or soul, and that life and death can be explained by spiritual forces. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Arguments for animism are based on the belief that all living things possess a spiritual essence or soul. This spiritual essence is thought to be responsible for life and death, and is seen as a force that is greater than the physical body. Animists believe that this spiritual essence is the source of life and death, and that it is the ultimate cause of all events. Animists also believe that this spiritual essence is the source of all knowledge, and that it is the ultimate source of wisdom. Animists also believe that this spiritual essence is the source of all morality, and that it is the ultimate source of justice. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for how we view life and death. Vitalists believe that life and death are determined by physical forces, while animists believe that life and death are determined by spiritual forces. This debate has been ongoing for centuries, and has been the subject of much philosophical discussion. This book examines the arguments for animism, and provides an in-depth look at the debate between vitalism and animism. Main idea number 17. Historical context. This book examines the historical context of the vitalism-animism debate, including the influence of ancient Greek and Roman philosophy, and the development of modern science. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. The nature of life and death, the vitalism-animism debate examines the historical context of the vitalism-animism debate, which has been a source of philosophical debate for centuries. The book looks at the influence of ancient Greek and Roman philosophy on the debate, as well as the development of modern science. It explores the various theories of vitalism and animism, which are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy, while animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or soul. The book examines the arguments for and against each of these theories, and how they have been shaped by the development of science and technology. It also looks at the implications of these theories for our understanding of life and death, and how they have been used to shape our understanding of the world. Finally, the book looks at the implications of these theories for our ethical and moral decisions, and how they can be used to inform our decisions about life and death. Main idea number 18. Scientific evidence. This book examines the scientific evidence for both vitalism and animism, including the findings of modern biology, chemistry, and physics. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. This book examines the scientific evidence for both theories, including the findings of modern biology, chemistry, and physics. It looks at the evidence for vitalism and animism from a variety of perspectives, including evolutionary biology, biochemistry, and quantum mechanics. It also examines the implications of these theories for our understanding of life and death, and how they might affect our ethical and moral decisions. By examining the scientific evidence for both theories, this book provides a comprehensive overview of the vitalism-animism debate. Main idea number 19. Philosophical implications. This book examines the philosophical implications of the vitalism-animism debate, including the implications for our understanding of the nature of life and death. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines the philosophical implications of the vitalism-animism debate. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special, non-material force, while animism is the belief that life is a material force. This book explores the implications of these two theories for our understanding of the nature of life and death. It examines the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the soul, the afterlife, and the relationship between the physical and spiritual realms. It also looks at the implications of these theories for our understanding of the nature of consciousness, the nature of the self, and the nature of morality. Finally, it considers the implications of these theories for our understanding of the nature of the universe and the relationship between the physical and metaphysical realms. This book provides a comprehensive overview of the vitalism-animism debate and its implications for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 20. Contemporary perspectives. This book examines contemporary perspectives on the vitalism-animism debate, including the views of modern scientists, philosophers, and theologians. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. This book explores contemporary perspectives on the debate, including the views of modern scientists, philosophers, and theologians. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. The book examines the arguments for and against each of these theories, as well as the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. It also looks at the implications of the debate for our understanding of the relationship between science and religion. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the vitalism-animism debate and its implications for our understanding of life and death. The book begins by exploring the historical roots of the debate, tracing its origins back to ancient Greece and Rome. It then examines the arguments of modern scientists, philosophers, and theologians for and against vitalism and animism. It looks at the implications of the debate for our understanding of the relationship between science and religion, and how this relationship has been affected by the debate. Finally, the book looks at the implications of the debate for our understanding of life and death, and how our understanding of these concepts has been shaped by the debate. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate is an important book for anyone interested in the debate between vitalism and animism. It provides a comprehensive overview of the debate and its implications for our understanding of life and death. It is an essential resource for anyone looking to gain a better understanding of the vitalism-animism debate and its implications for our understanding of life and death.